Well, Coach, exciting week. We will preview Nebraska and Minnesota in a second. But first, let's get an update on the season, how you feel you're doing. And you guys are ranked in the top 10, so you got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah. I think our guys are wrestling great. You know, we're kind of at that middle point of our season here. So we're heading into the Big Ten dual meet season, which is the toughest part. So we're excited about that. But so far, we've wrestled really well. We went to national duels in November. We end up having a great tournament. There we competed really well. The guys made some money, which was really cool. And we got back from Soldier Salute, where we have a young guy at heavyweight, Coy Hopke. Missed all of last year with an injury. He's hot right now, so we continue to have great heavyweights here, which is awesome. He's been a really positive light for us. We have some other young guys doing well. This past weekend, we wrestled Illinois on the road down in Champaign. They were number 11. On paper, it was like a 5-5 split. It was going to be a tough one. We knew we needed to get some upsets, some bonus points. We were able to do both. We kind of blew it away and really, really hammered them, but there was a lot of tight matches that we won. So the score probably didn't reflect the war that was going on, but our guys are wrestling really well right now. And now we're moving into this Friday. Nebraska here at home. They're the number 6 ranked team in the country. They were second last year. They got 8 returning All-Americans. We got a few returning. There's going to be a lot of awesome matches here. It's at 8 p.m. We're excited. It should be a battle.
Yeah, no doubt. And you talk about the Huskers and the Gophers. When you look up and down the lineup, you've got opportunity to win. You're ranked 7th. They're ranked 6th. But you're also probably going to need to have a surprise outcome or two, right? And if you get that, you can walk out of there Friday with a win.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're favored at 2 of them. Just being straightforward, we're favored at 2, and those are going to be tough matches. So they're favored at 8, but they're all close. We feel like there's the ability to win 4 or 5 of those matches. So, yeah, having the right crowd there, people being in the stands and being loud, that environment, it does make a big difference. But our guys are ready. We just need to get on a roll here, get some momentum, those win duels. And, we're excited. I think this is a great opportunity, and we feel like we're ready for it.
You mentioned Hopke with the way he's kind of rolling now, heavyweight. He's going to have a big match with a big name guy too for Nebraska. Take us through his matchup.
Yeah, Ferrari's coming back. He's a returning All-American. That is a great opportunity. It's going to be a tough one. He's one of the top guys in the country, but Coy is wrestling great. He's got to stick to his game plan. I think Coy does have some size on him and stuff. He's young, but we're just going to wrestle hard and go out and look forward to that opportunity. There's other great matches. Like I said, all 10 of the matches are going to be amazing. I think about 141 a lot. We got 2 returning All-Americans there. 84 Max is exciting. I can go up and down the lineup. We're just, we just need to make sure that we get our offense going early and we continue to wrestle hard and make people wrestle our matches. That's the most important thing. But right now, we look good. We're excited and everyone's ready to roll.
And this Big Ten, as you mentioned, it's a grind, right? You got Nebraska, you had Illinois. I know Iowa's on the doorstep. Wisconsin, is not a slouch either. And Penn State, we know about that group and others, obviously. So you got to put the head, strap on the headgear pretty tight here to get to where you want to be, right?
Yeah, we got to be really dialed in. Like you said, last week, we had a top 10 team in Illinois. We got Nebraska here, the 6th. We come back, we wrestle Ohio State, that's 2nd in the country. We've got Iowa, that's like 3rd or something. We'll have, like you said, Wisconsin, that's been wrestling great in the top maybe 15. We'll have Rutgers, that's 14th in the country, I think. So these are just our next immediate ones. So almost every team in the top 15, it's a grind, but it's something we're looking forward to. The guys that make a decision to wrestle in the Big Ten, they know what they're getting into, and it's the toughest conference, and every week you're going to wrestle one of the top guys in the nation.
Give our listeners who are maybe more casual fans some names that they should be watching for Friday and watching for too when when the Nationals hit and you want to crown as many All-Americans as you can.
Yeah, a couple of Minnesota guys just off the top of my head on our lineup. We got Jory Volk, who was an All-American. He was at Wyoming. He came back home here to Minnesota, so we're excited for him. He's our 125-pounder. He's doing big things. Max McAnally, we talk about it all the time. He just won the world championships at the U20 age group and is phenomenal. He's 3rd in the country last year as a freshman. He's one of the top 84 pounders, fun to watch, very high energy, scores a lot of points. Another All-American, Vance Bombar from Colorado, is a two-time All-American for us. He's a fan favorite. This guy is, he wrestles every position. He's a scrambler. He's really fun to watch, great personality. So those are just a few of the guys, but up and down the lineup, I mean, we have guys that are competing, all top-ranked guys that are out there battling and should be contending at the end of the year for the goal of becoming an All-American or a national champion.
Well, it's going to be fun Friday night. And I know this, as you said, kind of gets it rolling here in an important stretch of games and matches.
Yeah, absolutely. One match at a time. And so this is the test ahead for us. If we have a great weekend here, it makes a difference. It puts them in the right spot at the end in March to go to the Big Ten Championships. And sometimes where you're seated makes the doesn't maybe change things completely, but it makes the path a little easier. In a physical sport like wrestling, that's important. So one match at a time, and Friday night against Nebraska, we hope to see the Gopher fans there.
Very good. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.